This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are, alhamdulillah, approaching the great month of Dhul-Hijjah. The month of Dhul-Hijjah is a very pertinent and relevant and important month for the believers. There are certain months that are very, very important for the Muslims, like the month of Ramadan. So alongside the month of Ramadan, Dhul-Hijjah is also a very important month for the Muslims. In Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed certain acts of worship, like fasting has been made fard obligatory, we perform tarawih, etc., etc. Likewise, in Dhul-Hijjah, there are certain acts of worship, of ibadah, which have been prescribed, and they are specific to this particular month. Like, for example, the great ibadah of Hajj. Hajj is a ibadah which is prescribed in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. If somebody was to go in Ramadan to perform Hajj, Hajj will not be accepted. May even be sinful if that person thinks that it's an ibadah and it becomes a bid'ah. So Hajj is a great form of ibadah which has been prescribed in this month of Dhul-Hijjah. Likewise, we have other acts of ibadah, like for example, Takbiratul Tashriq. It is obligatory to recite Takbiratul Tashriq in certain days of Dhul-Hijjah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, after fard prayers, etc. So these are acts of worship that have been prescribed for this month of Dhul-Hijjah. One of the great acts of worship in this month is the great ibadah and act of udhiyya, or what we say qurbani. The correct Arabic term for it is udhiyya. In Persian and in Urdu, we call it qurbani, the sacrifice of an animal, sacrifice of an animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, with regards to this, and in the next few minutes, I just want to talk about this particular ibadah, which is specific to the month of Dhul-Hijjah, which is restricted to this particular month of Dhul-Hijjah. What I want to discuss with this great ibadah of Udhiyya is that we find that there are two types of, we can say, maybe misunderstandings or two extremes when it comes to this great act of Udhiyya or Qurbani. There's some people on the right, some people on the left, two misunderstandings or two kind of extremes in not understanding the philosophy, the maqsad, the objective, the aim, purpose, goal of this ibadah. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribe this particular ibadah? So I really want to discuss the maqsad and the objective behind it, behind this great act of udhiyya. On one hand, we have some people who think that this udhiyya, or sacrificing an animal or slaughtering an animal, is actually a charitable act. This is one sort of understanding that people have, that it's an act of charity. So like we pay zakat on a yearly basis, we pay also sadaqatul fitr, the charity on Eid al-Fitr, and also voluntary acts of charity throughout our life and throughout the year we give in charity. Some people think that udhiyya, qurbani, is also an act of charity. It's a charitable act. So it's to feed the poor. And this is why this understanding then stems from that misunderstanding, that since udhiyya / qurbani is an act of charity, therefore maybe the poor are not in need of cows and goats and sheep. They are not in need of meat. Maybe we are in right now in a time where they need masks more than, you know, meat. They need some medicines. They need some other types of charitable help and assistance. So this This is the understanding that some people have, that why do we have to slaughter hundreds and thousands of cows and sheep and goats and animals? That money could be used for something else. The poor are in need of something else. Maybe that money that could be used to build orphanages for the orphans, etc., etc. This is because they've misunderstood what Qurbani is. Qurbani / Udhiya is not an act of charity. It is not an act of charity. The objective is not that it's not an act of charity. It's different to Sadaqah. It's not a Sadaqah. It has a financial element to it, but it's not a financial Sadaqah or a charity. Like, for example, if I give you an example, there are different types of worship. There are certain ibadat and worships which are purely physical, like salah. Salah is a purely physical act of worship. Fasting, sawm, is a purely physical, bodily act of worship. Hajj is also a physical act of worship, but also has a element of money in it. So it also has a financial element to it. This is what when we say at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, all our physical worship, ibadat, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, all our financial ibadat, meaning all our ibadat that has an element of finance in it, like zakat. So zakat is a purely financial ibadah, an ibadah with a purely financial aspect to it. Salah and sawm is a purely physical act of worship, and hajj is in the middle. It also has the physical aspects, because you have to go around the Kaaba and you have to make sa'i, you have to travel, you have to go to Arafah, then you have to pelt the jamarat. So there's a lot of physical activities involved in hajj. But also, hajj requires a lot of money. In order to travel, you have to spend money. So udhiyah is a bit like hajj. It is a bit like hajj, that it has a financial element to it, but it's an act of ibadah, that you have to sacrifice an animal. It is not like zakat. It's not a replacement for zakat or like zakat. It's not a charitable act. It is an act of worship. So just like in hajj, if someone was to say that rather than hajj, why spend money? Like, I'm spending £5,000, $8,000, and travel, book my tickets, go all the way to Makkah, travel all the way to Makkah. Spend so much money, and for what reason? Why am I going to perform Hajj? Why am I spending so much money to stay in a hotel and travel costs, and you know, traveling to Arafah and to Mina and all this hassle of and spending money to do what? To go around the Kaaba? Do I need exercise? I could do around my house, and going up and down the Sa'i, Safa and Marwa, doing Sa'i, going, you know, making 7 rounds. I could do that in my local park. I pick up, you know, pebbles and I throw on the wall, jamarat. That's not shaitan, by the way, that's jamara. Now, I could pick up pebbles in my garden and just throw it at the wall in my garden. Arafah day, we go to Arafah, what do? There? We just have to go there and just stand there or just sit there. There's nothing required. All of these things could be done in your own city, in your own country. Why spend so much money? And there are some people who actually say we shouldn't perform Hajj, rather spend that money and build an orphanage or build a hospital. Because this is the understanding that they have. They have misunderstood the objective. The objective of Hajj is the same objective behind Qurbani and Udhiya. The philosophy is the same, which is that it is an expression of submission, which I will just talk about. But to complete this point, that Udhiya is an act of ibadah that has a financial element to it. It's not sadaqah. It's not to feed the poor. If you want to feed the poor, great, alhamdulillah. That's why we have to understand that, you know what exactly is Udhiya, that the ibadah, Qurbani and Udhiya, is when you take the knife and when you slaughter the animal. That is the ibadah. That is the actual ibadah. The ibadah is not what you do with the meat afterwards. The actual ibadah is when you take that knife, or someone on your behalf takes that knife and slits the throat of the animal and cuts the veins, the wadajain, the jugular veins and the food pipe and the windpipe. And as soon as you cut the veins, when you cut the veins and the blood gushes out, that is what we call udhiyah. That's it. Everything before that and after that is not the actual ibadah. The actual ibadah is taking the knife and cutting the throat. When you cut the throat and the veins are cut and the blood comes out, that is udhiyah. Once someone does that, their ibadah of qurbani, their ibadah of udhiyah is complete. After that, if you just leave the animal there and go for a holiday somewhere, your ibadah is done. If you want to give the whole animal to someone, you take it, no problem. The ibadah is complete. Yes, it's recommended that after that, you know, you give one third to the poor, one third to family, friends, one third for yourself. But if somebody says, you know what, I don't want to give anyone. The times are very difficult. We're living in the COVID-19 era. So, you know what, I'm just taking all the meat. I'm not even giving it to my own husband or wife or daughter or son. This whole massive goat is for me. I'm just taking the goat. I'm going to eat every single bit of it. Not give it to anybody. Ibadah is still done. There's nothing wrong with that. Yes, the mustahab, he did not act upon what was recommended, but the ibadah is done. If somebody said, I'm just going to throw it away, you slaughter the animal and you go and throw it away in the dustbin, the whole animal, just throw it. Again, the ibadah is done because the objective was not to feed people. That's not the objective. So just like to say that, you know, in salah, rather than me offer fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha every day, I will just give money to the poor people. Do the poor people need money? Yes, they do. So let me just give in charity rather than pray. That's absurd. If someone says, rather than fasting in Ramadan, I'll just give money to the poor, or I'll just build a hospital. That's absurd. Yes, fidyah, etc. is different when someone can't fast and they, you know, it's a terminal illness, so then we give fidyah compensation for not being able to fast. But it's for a healthy person, like every year in Ramadan, rather than fasting, I'll just give some money to the poor, or feed the poor, or build a hospital, or build an orphanage, etc., etc., donate for a masjid, for a charitable cause, just as that is absurd that we can't give money for praying our 5-time prayers. We can't give money. Money cannot, charity cannot replace our fasting in Ramadan. And just like charity cannot replace our obligation of performing Hajj, in a similar manner, giving money in charity or feeding the poor or doing some other charitable cause, giving money to any other charitable cause, will never and cannot replace the ibadah of qurbani and udhiyah. So it's not sadaqah, it is an act of ibadah. So sadaqah can be carried out anytime. Look, if you want to give in charity, there's no specific time. There's no specific time fixed for udhiyah. There's no specific time fixed for charity, normal charity. In January, you want to give some money to the poor. In February, in Muharram, in Ramadan, whenever you want to give. But udhiyah can only be carried out in those 3 or 4 days of Dhul Hijjah. If today I say that, you know what, I will slaughter the animal today, there's no udhiyah. The ibadah will not be fulfilled. Rather, if I think that I am performing udhiyah, look, I can slaughter any other animal to eat. That's not a problem. Or even just like nafil, like I'm just slaughtering an animal, you know, for whatever reason. But the actual udhiyah sacrifice can only be carried out in those 3 or 4 days of Dhul Hijjah. The reason being is that it is an act of ibadah and it is an act of worship. So this is a misunderstanding that some people have, that they think that udhiyah is a charity, it's a charitable act, qurbani is a charitable act. And because it's a charitable act, remember, charitable needs, they change from time to time and from location to location. Of course, today the requirement may be to build an hospital. Tomorrow there'll be a requirement for something else. Charitable requirements, charitable needs change from time to time, from era to era, from place to place, and we totally understand that. And this is why when people misunderstand what udhiyah qurbani is, when they think it's a charitable act, they think, okay, right now, are people more in need of goats and cows and sheep, or are they in need of something else? And of course, they probably might be in need of something else. But just like saying that instead of praying Fajr, are people more in need of Fajr or in need of, you know, money? Or what are the poor people in need, more in need of? So in a similar way, just like you can't replace your Fajr prayer, and you can't replace your fast, and you can't replace your Hajj with giving money to the poor and to the needy, or to build an orphanage, or to build a hospital, likewise, Udhiyah / Qurbani cannot be replaced with giving in charity. So that's one misunderstanding that certain people have within the Muslim community because of not understanding the philosophy and the maqsad and the objective behind Udhiyah. On the other hand, the second misunderstanding of certain other people who actually do perform Udhiyah. So we'll have hundreds and thousands of Muslims across the globe getting ready for Dhul Hijjah and for Eid, Eid al-Adha, and when they get ready for Eid al-Adha, they will all be thinking about when and how they will perform their Qurbani, their Udhiyah. Some will be giving money to certain charitable organizations to perform the Udhiyah on their behalf. Some will be sending money to some other countries, to the subcontinent, to North Africa, to other parts of Africa, to poor countries, because they think that they want to perform Udhiyah there. But again, they've misunderstood. They've misunderstood the concept that why are they doing Udhiyah? They also, the people who perform Udhiyah, also need to realize that yes, there's an element of monetary ibadah in it, but why are we carrying out this ibadah of Udhiyah? What is the philosophy behind it? I said it's not charity. So what is the philosophy? What is the exact philosophy? Qurbani and Udhiyah, the philosophy behind it is that it is a expression of submission. You're a Muslim. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah. Islam means submission. So, Qurbani is a demonstration of total and absolute submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a expression of complete obedience to Him. Many of you and many of us do know that Udhiyah is a symbol, or it's to commemorate the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. It's based on that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the son the father Ibrahim, peace be upon him, to slaughter his own son. Okay? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam never questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Oh Allah, it doesn't make sense. You're telling me, you're commanding me to kill my own son, sacrifice and slaughter my own son. That doesn't make sense from a religious perspective, from a psychological perspective, from a logical perspective, from any angle perspective, just doesn't make sense. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter his own son, he never asked, he never questioned. And the son Ismail as well, when Ibrahim, peace be upon him, the father, mentioned this to his son Ismail alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, oh my father, this is not something that you need to hesitate about. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. You will find that I am of those who have patience. If Allah has commanded you, then go ahead. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this incident in the Quran and talked about the father and the son, that how they both submitted, Allah said, falamma aslama, that these two people, they both submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Falamma aslama. So Udhiyah is the objective behind it is that it is an expression of submission. And also the really important part of it is that it is an expression of sacrifice. So expression of submission, that we do it whether we understand the wisdom behind it or not. And it's reminding us of the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was told to sacrifice his son. Remember, Ibrahim, peace be upon him, was commanded to sacrifice his son, not an animal. But we have been now commanded to sacrifice an animal, not our own sons. But the point behind this is that, you know, when Ibrahim, peace be upon him, was commanded by Allah to sacrifice his son, how difficult was that for him? Imagine, how difficult was that for him? Was it something that he really wanted to do himself? Of course not. He loves his son. No human being would want to kill his own son. But the command of Allah came to him, and he sacrificed his own desire. He's basically, rather than slaughtering his son, he's actually slaughtering his putting a knife on his own heart first. Before putting the knife on his own son, he's actually putting the knife on his own heart. So he's sacrificing what his desire was. So the lesson being given, every year we perform Qurbani and Udhiyah, is that this is a sacrifice of an animal, and the lesson that's being taught is that we have to learn how to sacrifice all our desires, breaking the heart, breaking the nafs. So this is why it is a sunnah recommended that when we slaughter the animal for udhiyah, we recite Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Indeed, my prayer is for Allah, my sacrifice is for Allah, and wa mahyaya wa mamati, my whole entire life, my entire life is for Allah, and my death is for Allah. Everything is for Allah. What does this mean? Wa mahyaya, my entire life is for Allah. This means that, and this, not just this sacrifice is for Allah, but every aspect of my life, this is teaching me how to sacrifice all my desires of life which go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, sacrificing an animal is an expression of giving sacrifice throughout one's life and avoiding sins. So, like for example, this is the objective behind it, Qurbani. So, for example, if someone wants to like carry out a sin, like commit a sin, you're sitting with a few friends and they're backbiting, talking about someone, and your, you know, nafs tells you to like get involved in this backbiting. You really want to add your two pence. You really want to also say something bad about that person. You really have this urge to backbite. But you think, no. This is a desire that I have, that I want to backbite. But for the sake of Allah, just like yesterday, I took a knife and slaughtered an animal for the sake of Allah. Today, I am slaughtering my desire to backbite. That's the reason why we perform Qurbani. If someone just performs Qurbani and then for the rest of the year doesn't sacrifice any other desire, then the objective is lost. The objective is to learn from sacrificing an animal to sacrifice other desires that go against the command of Allah. You are outside or you are on your phone or whatever and some obscene images appear on the phone. There's nudity, there's porn. Now somebody really wants to see that obscene images on his phone or on his laptop or outside. The heart, there's a yearning, there's a desire, there's a lust in the heart. Like, I really want to enjoy that obscene nude scene, image. Like, just for a bit, let me just enjoy it. But the real Muslim and Muslimah who is sacrificing himself or herself for the sake of Allah will basically take a knife and cut that desire into two. Go against it. Kill it. So this is what the objective is. It's not just like every year, yes, alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, who wants to perform udhiyah, qurbani, and like, okay, this charity, give this money. Okay, where are you doing your udhiyah? Where are you doing your qurbani? I'm doing it in Pakistan. I'm doing it in India, Bangladesh, or North Africa, or whatever. That's not the objective. The objective is to learn how to sacrifice our desires. You might say, how does that teach you how to sacrifice your desires? It's because you've spent money and you've bought an animal. And this is why it's actually recommended that, you know, the real udhiyah is actually to become, it's not just like you never see the animal. I know it's difficult in this day and age sometimes because we don't live in those times. But, you know, the real way of udhiyah is actually you go and buy the animal yourself. You know, like how you take a pet, a cat. How you become so close to the cat. You know, I have so many people, I've had some people email me crying because their cat is ill and sick. You know, my cat is really sick. You know, because you've built that bond with your cat. You love your cat. You know, there are people, literally, they cry when their pet dies. So with udhiyah is also, this is the objective behind it, that you go and buy the animal yourself, you build an connection, a bond, a attachment, you keep it for like 2-3 weeks. Now that animal is close to you, you are close to that animal. You know, like how some people have pets, like I said, they have dogs, some other people, non-Muslims, and they become very close to their animals. So Allah is not telling us to slaughter our children, because they are human beings, but the next closest thing, like people have pets as their children, so the next closest thing is that you really become close to an animal, and now you are sacrificing, killing this animal that you really love and you want to keep, but for the sake of Allah. So that teaches that once you go against your desire, then inshallah that will help you go against the desire to commit fornication, the desire to steal, the desire to commit zina, the desire to backbite, the desire to miss salah, all the other sins that we have a desire to commit, we sacrifice them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you know, so basically, this is the whole concept, sacrificing one's desires, one's wants, and you know, lusts that we have. And this is the reason why human beings, because you see, sometimes very, very difficult to go against one's desire, especially when a habit is formed of a sin, then to go against it is very, very difficult. But that's the test, and that's the submission. And this is why human beings have been given preference over angels. And Allah said to the angels, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun." You don't know what I know. Angels, they don't have a desire to commit sins. So if they don't commit sins, it's no big deal. But the human beings have desires. They want to commit sins. The Quran also mentioned about Yusuf alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. He also desired, but killed that desire in the first instant for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having a desire to commit a sin, that's normal. You know, that's not wrong. But at every desire, we sacrifice it because we love our Lord, we love our God, and we submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the objective of udhiyah, and that's why those people who do perform udhiyah and qurbani, don't make it like just a habit, a habitual thing that every year, okay, you know, I'm doing my qurbani and I'm, you know, here and there and that's it. Think about the bigger picture. Think about the purpose, the maqsad, the objective, the philosophy behind the qurbani. Try to do it in the proper way, where if you can purchase the animal yourself and you can see the animal, maybe go to the slaughterhouse, maybe you can't bring the animal home, but if you can, great, alhamdulillah, keep it, like purchase it 3-4 weeks in advance. If you can't do that, then at least go and see the animal, you know, be witness to it. Watch the animal being, this is your animal that's being slaughtered. And then think of the objective that now from here, what I'm learning, when I'm sacrificing the animal, I am learning how to sacrifice all my desires and break my nafs in my future life. So that's the objective to be understood by those people who perform udhiyah every year. And on the other hand, the other people who think you don't need to perform udhiyah, just give in charity because they think it's charity, they need to understand that it's an act of ibadah. So these are two extremes. To think that it's a charitable act, so therefore you can just give charity money to the poor and needy, that's also wrong. And to just do udhiyah without understanding the objective behind it, that's also a misunderstanding. So this is the correct understanding and the balanced understanding in regards to this great act of ibadah, worship, called qurbani or udhiyah in this month of Dhul-Hijjah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worship of udhiyah and all other worships, and may Allah bless us all. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu ta'ala khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.